Medavra Boisai, lessons from the late Parshas Ki Sovo. As I sit here in Bidud, coming back to Artzeinu HaKadosha, my mind is very much on Artzeinu HaKadosha. First and foremost, I want to dedicate this year for Refuah Shlema, for the soldier, the Chole Beryl Bas Nitza, who was shot at right outside of Gaza, someone who just wanted to laharogul habed. The Rebbeinu Shalom should tell them Refuah Shlema. Sar Chole Yisrael is fighting for his life, was shot in the head. We should see the end to all of the sorrows. And speaking of which, here in Eretz Yisrael, at least where I live, it seems like everybody's being affected by the second wave of corona. I think on our own block, we have, I would say, more people in quarantine than not in quarantine. A lot of people are getting it. Baruch Hashem, it's not as serious, it seems. But nonetheless, corona is back with us. And it makes us think once again here in Eretz Yisrael of the fact that someone like myself for 7 days is not able to daven in a minyan, and how much one should appreciate that. A friend of mine who is in Bidud will be out in a few days. One of my neighbors said, I can't wait to get back to minyan. I'm really going to appreciate it this time. And this is, of course, after experiences time and time again. And something else which unfortunately has become constant is for foreigners not being able to get into Eretz Israel. Even those who are citizens of Israel for the last 13 years, like myself, have to sit in solitude for that time. It gives us pause to appreciate Eretz Yisrael. I can't run to the Kotel as normally our custom after we've spent so much time away from Eretz Yisrael. And with that, we have to recognize the beauty of our parsha. Many, of course, and rightfully so, our commentaries tell us that 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, we read the Klolos, the parsha of the Klolos. And of course, 2 weeks before Shavuos as well, B'chukosa. Here, Kisavo, we learn that if we don't follow the ways of Hashem, we do not receive the bracha. But we get Gashmas B'itam if we follow the ways. So on one hand, yes, it's called the Parshas of Klolos, but on the other hand, there's great bracha. And we understand, first and foremost, that this bracha only comes to those that live in Eretz Yisrael. And right at the beginning of the parsha, I believe we see that this parsha is actually quite a happy parsha. Yes, it's true. The parsha tells us that because we didn't serve Hashem b'simcha v'tov levav mirov kol, that in fact is a curse, but we can certainly be mitaking that through doing that. And we know Or Chaim's famous line, v'haya is always loshon ki savo el aretz, is loshon simcha, the great simcha of someone who is coming el aretz asher Hashem elokecha nosein lecha nachla v'yishta v'yashafta ba. The mitzvah midaraisa v'yashafta ba, of having the schus of living in Eretz Yisrael. And what will happen? What will be the bracha? V'lakachta mirishis pri adama, asher tavir mi'artzacha, your land. There's only one place in the world called Artzacha, your land. And that is, of course, Eretz Yisrael. And we recognize this amazing vidui maisa. It's interesting, though, to point out, as we'll point out a little bit later, why, in fact, we call this vidui. Vidui appears to be something that we're doing wrong. We'll be saying vidui quite often next week as we start Slichos. And through, of course, the season of Yomim Noraim. But we read about this awesome state, v'lakach HaKohen HaTenem Miyadecha. I come and I start walking Yerushalayim, and everybody will stand up for me. Everybody will smile and be besimcha, and I'll be besimcha, knowing that I'm doing the right thing. As we'll see in a moment, that our Gashmias becomes Ruchnias. The great Kabbalist, Rav David Shariro, whose Yurtzeit was on Chet Elul, the uncle of the Chidah, one of the great Mekubalim of Morocco. In fact, it was said on the Or Rashash of Harav Shorabi that when he came to based in Shalmala, the Malachim themselves went to greet him when he left this world. It was such on a sainted level. Rav David writes, Lizaher, a person should be careful, Likro Be'erev Rosh Hashanah. He should be careful to read the 11 psukim of the beginning of Parshas Kisavo from Pasuk Aleph to Pasuk Yud Aleph. That starts as v'haya loshon simcha and ends with samachta b'chol atov. V'haya ki savo ad v'ager shav bekir becha ki hakorah hi mivia. He will bring a korov, a big rakia, u'mechaper al avonos, and he'll be mechaper kol avonos. Because here we have the bookends of the true simcha of Eretz Yisrael, the true simcha of being peros that are miyuchad. This is the season now, Baruch Hashem, I'm not exaggerating, dozens and dozens of shirim about Shemitah, everybody trying to figure out, like myself, what type of gardening after not being around for 2 months, Baruch Hashem, my rimon tree is flourishing, how do I take it off, what's the halachas, because it's Tosefa Shviyas, potentially. And we're learning the peros of Shviyas, where Shviyas comes, they tell over in the name of the Panovich Rav that he would hug a tree on Erev Rosh Hashanah and say good Shabbos to it. It's unique and special. Rav Palm in his Sefer recognizes this as well. And he says that the mitzvah of Bikurim was, of course, the Jewish farmer who lived in Eretz Yisrael, took the first ripened fruits of the Shivas Haminim and would bring them to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Mikdashenu. These fruits were presented, of course, to the Kohen in this tremendous ceremony, which we read about in our first few Pesukim. And he reads the beautiful words that the Ribbono Shel Olam brought us to this land that was swore to Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. We speak about how lucky and fortunate we are to be back in the land of our forefathers. And despite Arami Oved Avi, Vayeru Mitzrayim, Vayagar Shem Mitzemiat, but we came back from Mitzrayim. Vayishma Hashem Es Koleinu, of course, famously, these are the pasuk that were Dorish in the Haggadah. Because Hashem Vayotziyenu Misham, and we came to Hamakom Hazev, Yetena Aretz, and we come to this land of Eretz of Achalav Udvash. How amazing is it that I'm able to bring this Tenev Biyadecha, Asher Nishvat El Avoseinu, that you promised to our forefathers. Says Rav Palm, what are the purpose of the specific words that this is the land Asher Nishvat El Avoseinu Lateid Lano? Why do I need a summary of Jewish history here? Rav Palm says there's a penetrating practical insight. Rav Palm, obviously, way before COVID, but writes something that should be on our minds at this time. He says it's relatively easy to travel to Eretz Yisrael. A Jew can buy a ticket and board a nonstop flight departing from New York, and in less than 12 hours, he's touched down in the Holy Land. It's commonplace for people to fly back and forth to say, oh, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael even for 2 days. I have business there. Oh, I'm going to see the grandkids. I'm going for 3 days. There's great simcha in that. But of course, the downside of that is, says Rav Palm, that much of the feelings of joy that Jews used to have upon seeing the land, of stepping foot on the soil, has been lost. And many who, like my parents, unfortunately, who have not been here for 2 years, chalish to be able to come in Mirtz Hashem, they should be zeichet to be able to come into a land and to appreciate the Eretz Yisrael. Rav Palm says, who can forget the pictures in the 70s of the Russian Jews with tears coming down their cheeks, kissing the earth and the holy soil? Almost 13 years ago, I had that tzchus. It wasn't really planned. It's something I had in my mind. And there was a picture taken as I came down to the tarmac in Ben-Gurion Airport. And my son looked at me and knew exactly what was about to happen. And he kneeled down with me and we kissed the stones of Eretz Yisrael, for this would be a very different trip to Eretz Yisrael. It would be a trip where there would be no returning because I'm now in my homeland. And the returning would only be for a brief period of time. We know that the Russian Jews in the time who would even apply for a visa to try to immigrate from the former Soviet Union, for doing that, would have years of agony, hardship, if ever their request was granted. But once you applied, You would be fired from your job. Your children would be expelled from school. Neighbors would taunt you. Former friends would betray you. How can you want to leave the utopia of this communist country? You would be under constant scrutiny from the KGB, being called a Zionist traitor. And amazingly, these Russian Jews, as the amazing story told by Natan Sharansky, had one hope and one hope only: to come to the land. Enduring years of poverty, deprivation, for wishing they have only seen the land, finally come, board a plane to Eretz Yisrael. What joy when they came. So many had dreamed about it, and they have realized this dream. Yet, says Rav Palm, that this picture does not begin to compare with what a Jew living before air travel could have realized. Imagine the boats coming into Eretz Yisrael after the Holocaust. Truly unbelievable. For traveling to Eretz Yisrael by boat, with all the dangers of crossing the sea and the ocean, v'chulu v'chulu, what joy when you reach the land of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. That feeling of joy is what the Torah wants every Jew to feel when he arrives to Yerushalayim with the basket of Bikurim. That basket that was hand-woven. Even a longtime resident needs that appreciation of Eretz Yisrael. And that is done, says Rav Palm, with the declaration of declaring to Hashem as if I had just arrived to the land. Recognizing the fact that I have to appreciate what Hashem has given me. These fruits are not just regular fruits. I recall the misery, the suffering of the ancestors and the schus of being able to live in Eretz Yisrael. The trials and tribulations of Yaakov Avinu, the suffering of Lavan Ha'arami and coming down to Egypt. He described Yaakov's descendants multiplied miraculously in the great nation despite the affliction of Egypt, and how we were finally freed from Mitzrayim and the Tuma of that land and come to Eretz Yisrael. It's not a mere review of history of Klal Yisrael. It's the appreciation that the farmer must have in recognizing the component of Bikurim is centuries and centuries of old, of bringing the land of Avram and Yitzhak and Yaakov to a foot. And has to be repeated year in and year out from the farmer. And in fact, it is our declaration on every Pesach night. And the reason why, says Rav Palm, that he has to repeat it year in and year out, even though he says it every year, he's a farmer, he says it every year, is because human nature is that we tend to get used to the good life, the infinite kindness the Rabbi Shalom has provided us with. The joy we experience in coming to Eretz Yisrael dissipates over time. The farmer is taught by the Torah that he has to have a constant reawakening of happiness, of renewal. And that's accomplished through an annual declaration of gratitude. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, this is the integral part of the mitzvah itself. Especially those who lived in Eretz Yisrael. Even those their whole life. For the land should not be stale to us. It should be new. However, we have a modern day state of Israel, but no Bikurim and no Beis HaMikdash. But it teaches us an internal lesson, says Rav Palm. We experience what is called the good life, and we take for granted. We don't appreciate the bracha the Rabbeinu Shalom has provided us with. And he extends this not only to Eretz Yisrael, but to the good life. The good life of being married, of that experience of not remembering how difficult it was maybe years and years ago to find the right kala. And when he did, he wanted to tell everybody about her. It applies to Hashkacha Pratis of Arbim Yom Kodum Yitzias Avlad. It applies to not to Shaduchim, but to business and to everything. And yes, the cornerstone is Hakaras HaTov to the Rabbeinu Shalom, which is the key of Rosh Hashanah, of recognizing that Melech Malchei Amlochim controls everything, and he only wants us to return to him. And of course, I think of the words of the Gra, famously said over and over again, that the Rabbeinu Shalom requests of us in this Kapitel Tehillim that we say over and over during this time, to be a shifty b'veis Hashem kol yimei chayai. I want you to be a dweller in the Beis Hashem. But lachzos b'noyim Hashem uvakir b'heichalo. Should be lachzos b'noyim Hashem and be a mevakir, be a visitor, because I want you to be both. I want you to be like the trip that Emir Tzashem had the schus of leading once again this year with Charlie Harari, of people coming to Eretz Yisrael the first time and reaching the Kotel and gasping, not understanding what's going on and saying, wow, I feel the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the way you should feel when we go to the Kotel every time. And that's what we often miss. We miss the miracles, the day in and day out miracles. And that's what Rosh Hashanah and Elul is supposed to remind us of. Why do we not appreciate Eretz Yisrael? We certainly did not need a corona, but corona certainly set a tone for appreciating those, as Rav Reisman put it, being on the wrong side of the closed door. We don't need reminders like that. The Sfas Emes also comments on this very important idea. Lo avarti es mitzvosecha v'lo shachachti. The Sfas Emes asks, there's a redundancy in these psukim. If I did something wrong, obviously I didn't forget it. Sometimes, he says, we perform mitzvahs only out of rote. Simcha v'tu levav, as a friend I remember years ago said in one of his drushas this time of the year. To do mitzvahs out of rote, for somebody to not even know which Shmon Esrei he's in, or as he said when he was, Rachman al-Itzlan, not able to daven because he was an onen. How many times he had to catch himself after he, by mistake, made a bracha when he wasn't allowed to because it's out of rote. We have to do the mitzvahs with kavana. We have to appreciate everything we have. But we say to the Rabbeinu Shalom, sometimes I forget the great tzchus I have to be in front of you. The Divrei Chaim was once asked by his chassidim, what does the Rebbe do before davening? We see he prepares himself. Says the Rebbe, the Divrei Chaim, the Sanzerov, before davening, I daven that my tefillos should be real tefillos, that I should be davening with true kavana. My appreciation for the land the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us, my appreciation for Torah mitzvahs, should be something that's real to me. And finally, the great Talmud student of the Avnei Nezer, Rav Avram Weinberg, asked, why does this parsha start with Bikurim? We ended off, of course, of Zechiras Amalek when we read the Torah yesterday. What's the juxtaposition of the two? Already the Balaturim points this out. So he says there's a great connection. Because the message of Bikurim is what the Rabbeinu Shalom have given us. The premise is to serve Hashem, to bring nachas to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And seemingly I'm involved in mundane earthly matters, as preparing the earth, raising the harvest, the crops. But how fortunate is the one who's in Eretz Yisrael, who every step or everything he does is part of a mitzvah of Tulos Baretz. 13 years ago when I moved, we had a very bad backyard with my kids couldn't even play outside. So one day I tried to take out all the weeds. I de-weeded. And it was hours and hours and I was sweating. And a neighbor from atop called my wife and said, I'm mamash shor mitzvah satulis baritz. An avos of Eretz Yisrael, this person working the land. Even though it's a little piece of dirt, but it's the same. There's a great connection to the land. Therefore, the mundane becomes something so very beautiful, so very spiritual. That's the idea over here. The essence of Amalek was not their being bothered with us having a spiritual utopia of the mun, of our clothing growing on us, of a pillar of cloud sustaining us. They could deal with a Mishkan, but making Gashmias into Ruchnias is what bothered them. The relentlessness of Amalek, the war with Am Yisrael, was that we consecrated the material and sanctified the mundane and physical. They couldn't take that, because Amalek is the symbol of Sheker. The Olam HaGashmi cannot be combined. But we know, as Yaakov Avinu reminds us, that's Emes. We demand that even the Gashmias is Ruchnias. Therefore, it makes sense that these psukim were not said by a ger, a convert, and to someone who just owns a tree but not land himself. For only an individual who owns land can say these words, the land of our forefathers. Because he understands how Gashmias turns into Ruchnias. He understands to appreciate all the Rabbanu Shalom gave to us, especially in the land of Israel, the land where Gashmias becomes Ruchnias in such an apparent way. I told over this morning, Miratek, something that very much continues to affect me, as my son told me that, and I didn't say this part. He said it's, Rav Steinzel famously said, as my son bemoaned for the first time in his life, he will not have a normal Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. He'll be guarding Klal Yisrael at Maras HaMachpelah, but most probably not in Maras HaMachpelah, will be able to daven on the road to Maras HaMachpelah. He said, what about a shofar? So to encourage him, one of the rabbeim said, they gave a shir this week, Rav Steinzel, he says, famously said, we all need our tickets to get into shul. He says, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, so you need a ticket to get on the bus. But a soldier shows his army ID and he doesn't have to pay. He's got direct access. He says, that's Rosh Hashanah. Someone who cares so much, as Rav Kook says, for Klal Yisrael, and is willing to risk his life and stand on the road of Hebron so Jews can daven by Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, by the land of our forefathers, by the Bikurim, by the land of Bikurim, of what we had said, can stand in that land, only caring about other individuals and not himself, is the ultimate form of a free ticket to get in to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. You don't need anything else. And yes, we should all recognize that. And as I pointed out, how beautiful a Haredi person last Sunday, as he's waiting for the bus, says, excuse me, can I please have your name and your mother's name? I want to daven for you. Thank you for what you're doing. That is the land of Eretz Yisrael. We need to appreciate Eretz Yisrael. It should be the parsha of appreciation of Eretz Yisrael. Parsha Shlach also, I have said, yes. But the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, the beauty of Torah mitzvahs, the beauty of what the Rabbanu Shalom has given us, we should not forgo. We should think about always, but especially during this time of Elul. Appreciate Hakar Satov to the Rabbanu Shalom, Hakar Satov to our parents, Hakar Satov for everybody that brought us to this place. To be able to have the zchus of another year on one of the most difficult years, probably of our lives. So much death and destruction. But Baruch Hashem, we are here to sing to the Rabbanu Shalom that we appreciate you, Hashem. We appreciate the land you have given us, and we chalish to be able to come back to it, and come back to it into the appropriate way where we, Mitzvah Hashem, can bring Bikurim, can do Shemitah Midaraisa, see Vias Goyel Tzedek, with the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, Shemim Meheiros, with the Koinim Be'avadosam, on that holy day of Yom Kippur, Meheiros, Amenu, Amen.